I was ready to retire and then go do my little art movies. And but I'd already started Star Wars by this time, because I'd started Star Wars about 6 months before Graffiti came out. The truth of it is, when I finished Graffiti, I was dead broke and I was in debt, and I really had to get another job very, very quickly. So I got the job to do Star Wars. And by the time Graffiti came out, it was a big success, and I had enough money to retire and say, okay, now I got my little nest egg and I'm going to go off and hide in the corner. I was sort of committed to Star Wars, and I said, well, I will. I came to a very crucial decision around December of 73 of saying, am I going to quit? I've been working on this script for a year. It was just going nowhere. I was having terrible problems with it. Do I quit or do I go ahead? And I made the decision then to go ahead because, one, I figured it would be a challenge to do a large movie. You know, to actually have done a regular commercial film, not a little 28-day street movie, but a real movie in a studio, and had that experience. Because it was totally, you know, something I never dreamed I would do. So I said, I will do this because it will be a good experience for me, and I will have had experience making a real movie the way people really make movies. And I'd sort of fallen in love with Star Wars by that time, and I couldn't let go of it. And the decision was, if I'm going to make a big, expensive movie, and I'm going to make, like, my last movie, this will be my last movie, I'd like it to be a kid's movie. I want to make, you know, the ultimate kids movie.